In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, Christ is risen, truly is risen, and today we have the last service where we have all the royal doors are open and all the doors are open into the altar, and this is the end of the week, of the joyous, bright week which we have experienced. And in today's readings of the epistle, we heard as the people who came around St. Peter and St. John, and because yesterday, as you heard in the epistle, that they have healed somebody that was sick from the childhood, and he couldn't walk, and they made him well, and he started to walk. And so the people were all in awe and thinking, who are these kind of people that can do such a great miracle? And but St. Peter had to explain to them, it's not them that done this miracle, it was the man that they have actually killed. They have wanted a murderer to be released, and they killed the righteous man, Christ himself, by whom, as St. Peter says, whom the Lord had, God the Father had resurrected, and on the third day, for he is the creator of all the universe, and he is God. He is God that came to save us from all biggest trouble, which is from the trickery of the enemy. My beloved, in today's gospel, we heard how Saint John the Baptist tells his disciples that I am from this earth, and but there's somebody that's following me, that's coming after me, that is, and which he comes from heaven, and his teaching is heavenly, and we have to adhere to him, listen to him, for he is the Son of God. My beloved, and you believe that he is the Son of God, of course, and you have to believe, if you are Orthodox Christians, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the Son of God that came down on this earth to save us from the conniving enemy that has been pulling everybody away from God. And he came and saved us and gave himself up for us to know, so that we know his greatest love. And keep the joy of Pascha, not only for this week as you've kept it, but know that as we will continue to be able to keep it if we keep ourselves from something, and that is from sin. If you and me can keep ourselves from sin and some angers or passions of all kinds, and if we don't break God's laws, then we will be able to keep that joy. And that joy we can keep for at least until the ascension, and then we should continue to keep that joy and to become something like Saint Seraphim, who's always greeted everybody. Oh, my joy, rejoice, and he was rejoicing all the time. Apostle tells us, rejoice at all times in the Lord. Rejoice. Well, we can rejoice when we have love in our heart for him, when we are fought off the enemy and not allowing the enemy to trick us into all kinds of breaking God's laws, and then we can have the joy. And so, my beloved, right now, again, let's always greet each other with Christ is risen, or in any language that you know, or that in the neighbor knows that you want to say it, but and have a great joy in your heart, for by his resurrection he is resurrecting all of us, and giving us a chance to make it and to be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, this is the greatest holiday that we have, and this it is being celebrated longer than any other holiday, all 40 days. And so just keep on singing, Christ is risen from the dead, trampling death by death, and those in the tombs bestowing life, and keep on crying out loud, Christ is risen, truly he is risen. Христос воскресе! Воистину воскресе! Христос Анесте! Христос Анесте! And in other languages that you may know. And keep that, and keep that spark of love and of joy in your heart. Amen.